Nation. I'm your host, DJ CO1, along here with my co-host.
Yo, this is your boy, Nate the Great.
On this Monday, July 29th, 2019, time 7 o'clock sharp, you're listening to The Rilla Radio Show, putting independent music into listeners' ears. Our Rilla countdown to Christmas continues today, 148 days until Christmas.
First things first, we'll cover our Rilla feature artists every week and play the Rilla feature track of the week. Second, we'll cover our weather and sports. Next, we're going to go over our five topics of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's today's Rilla Topics of the Day. First, we have the Rilla Opinion of the Day.
After that, be Team Rilla Member of the Day.
Third, we have the Rilla Rewind of the Day.
After that, be the Rilla Chump of the Day.
And fifth and final, we're going to finish up with the Rilla Hilarious Story of the Day. We want to thank all of our artists for tuning in. All the listeners today for tuning in, and all the artists that provided their tracks to the Rilla Radio. Come check out Rilla Radio's featured artist of the week at roarforrilla.com/Rilla Radio.
Rilla listeners, it's all about putting independent artists in the spotlight. We have two live interviews tonight. Stay tuned to our new topic, the Rilla Rewind, coming up. And here's your Rilla featured artist of the week.
Thanks, Nate. Tonight's Rilla featured artist of the week is Boyce. Boyce is a brainchild of the multi-instrumentalist Gregory Boyce. After releasing two acoustic rock albums and a fusion album, it was time for Boyce to get back to his hard rock and metal roots. Boyce 1 and 2 are filled with aggressive hard rock with plenty of catchy hooks and melody, but also musicianship is the key. Boyce also made sure that every song sounds a bit different. He says you've got to keep the listeners guessing while still being entertained. Everything you hear is played and sang by Gregory Boyce. No programming or auto-tune, just Rilla rock and metal. It's Boyce bringing you the rock and roll and keeping it Rilla here on the Rilla Radio tonight. When we return, we're going to bring Gregory Boyce live tonight for an interview. And here is your Rilla featured track of the week, Boyce, the Fugitive.
Something
Featured Artist of the Week. Greg Boyce,
hey, thank
how are you,
you
doing?
Very much.
Congratulations on being the Rilla Featured Artist of the Week. Tell us a little bit about the band and how it all got started.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on. It's an honor and privilege to be on. You know, this whole Boyce project stemmed from me, you know, being in bands. I was always in bands, and I would always be the drummer by default, and I always wanted to be the guitar player, or we'd always want to find a singer, and I'd end up singing. And so I learned how to do all these things. I play guitar, I play drums, I play bass, I sing, and do all these things. After a while of being in different bands, and I also like all different kinds of music. I like hard rock. I like progressive. I like 80s. I like 70s. I like 60s. I like everything. So it's really hard for me to be, you know, just typecast into one kind of thing. And when you're in a band, that's how it goes. You know, you're either a rock band or you're a metal band or you're, you know, it's hard to be different. So after being in all these bands, I finally decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to make these albums on my own. So that's what I'm doing. The Boyce album and this Boyce 2 album, they're all done by me. All the drums, all the guitars, all the bass, all the vocals, keys, everything you hear is me. And
do you have a lot of self-criticism, Gregory?
What's that?
So do you self-criticize yourself a lot or what?
Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things where I tend to want to do something different all the time, you know, like on this Boyce 2 album, every song is different. You know, the one you just played, The Fugitive, it comes right at you. It's heavy. It's hard, but there's still some melody in there. But then the very next song on the album is more like an 80s Bowie or The Cars or something like that. And I go through these kind of changes. So it's kind of hard for me to be in just a band, but
sure. Well, you know, it draws a lot of different people in because you're getting into a lot of different genres there, and you'll draw in a whole different crowd on all the albums, and I think it's going to work out. I enjoyed all of them, but I can see where people could come in and maybe, you know, not like one or the other, and so I call it keeping it Rilla and getting broad.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, and that's going to appeal to some people. They're going to like the diversity. And then you're going to have some people that go, "Oh, I wanted it all to be like that first song," you know? So it's just one of those things where I put the music out for myself. And if people like it, that's fantastic. And people they're seeming to like it. So I think I'm doing something right, and I'm just going to keep going and doing what I do.
Yeah, you're doing something right. We enjoyed it here in the Midwest. Definitely going to be adding it to the rotation here in the St. Louis area. Also, you know, I was thinking another advantage is, you know, I've been in, gotten with bands in the past, also myself, and you know, it's really tough getting everyone together to get a recording session. And with you doing it all by yourself, you could probably push out an album probably a little bit quicker than with having to get all the guys together and get it all together.
Yeah, you know, that's a funny thing. It's true, you know, especially, you know, the older we get and our lives start taking over, you know, we got kids and we got wives and we got things, you know, it's really hard to get guys together stay together unless, you know, you're some signed act, you know, like Disturbed or something out there. But
yeah, you got to be bringing home $100,000 to the wife.
Yeah, if you're just trying to make music, it's really hard. So, and it's kind of tough even doing it on my own. I have a home studio, but I'm terrible at it. I don't know how to record myself. It sounds awful. So what I do is when I get a song that I like that I think is good enough, I take it to an actual recording studio, and which is great because I get to, you know, do my own parts. But it actually does take more time because I am doing all the parts. I'm doing the drums and the guitars and all that stuff, and then of course I don't have any band members to help pay for the project, so it all comes out of my own pocket. But there's pluses and minuses, you know.
Oh, I understand. We definitely enjoy it. Nate, you got any questions for him?
Yeah, man. I was going to tell you that sounds really good, and I appreciate you joining us today on the Rilla Radio Show. Keep it up, and everything you get, you know, brand new, send it our way. We'll have it here on the Midwest, man. It sounds really good.
Hey, thank you very much, Nate. I appreciate that. And I'm really glad you guys had me on. This is a perfect time because this album, Boyce 2, is kind of making a little resurgence, but at the same time, I am in the recording studio doing Boyce 3 at the moment. So there'll be new stuff for you guys soon.
New stuff. You guys heard him, real listeners. Go check out the Boyce 2 album that's already out now, and he's working out on the Boyce 3 that will be out You know, who knows when here? Sometime maybe this year, next year, right?
Yeah, yeah. If I can get it out this year, I'll be pretty surprised. But it definitely will be later this year or early next year.
You heard him. Greg, we appreciate you so much. Congratulations once again on being the Rilla Featured Artist of the Week. And keep us plugged in, man.
I will. Hey, thank you guys so much for having me on and letting me share music with you. And I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. And keep it up.
Thanks so much, Gregory. We'll talk to you guys. We'll talk to you down the road, definitely.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks so much, Greg. We'll talk to you.
All right, later, guys.
Later. Real listeners, that was Gregory Boyce with his new song, The Fugitive. We definitely look forward to listening to his new stuff here on the Rilla Radio. I'm going to hand it over to Nate to cover our weather and sports.
Yeah, buddy.
You know
Let's get it.
Weather and sports, how about them Cardinals?
This is your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update.
Now for your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update. Last time we talked, the St. Louis Cardinals were in third place in the Central Division, and now we are in first place as we take on the Chicago Cubs tomorrow at 7:15. And for your weather update, right now we're at 83 degrees with a low tonight of 65. And tomorrow we'll have sunny skies for most of the day with a high of 82 and a low of 60. And that's your Rilla Radio Sports and Weather Update.
Thanks, Nate. You know it.
Hey,
topic of the day is what's the best movie about music. Yeah, we're gonna be talking about a little bit about movies and music. Think about it a little bit. What influenced you growing up or even as an adult? We're gonna discuss it here on The Real Opinion. I'm gonna play a quick track right here by Modern Day Outlaw. Moving on.
Breaking my back every day, every dollar, every minute, every hour, just the way my
Eric and the Rilla. Opinion question is, what's the best movie about music? Yeah, my opinion, the best movie about music for me would be 8 Mile. Yeah, it's such an amazing drama on a rapper's life and its battles. You know, it's just being grateful for what you have and keeping it real is the key. You know, 8 Mile would be my number one for sure. You know, Eminem was great in that movie. I grew up listening to a lot of Eminem, and I thought it was a great, great, great movie about life of a rapper and his struggles and upcoming in the rap game there.
Oh yeah, I've always been a big Eminem fan. I still am to this day. You know, I remember growing up watching 8 Mile many times. You know, it was actually, yeah, that's still one of my favorite music movies too myself. Another one that stands out to me was Walk the Line by, you know, with Johnny Cash. You know, it shows, you know, the rise and fall of a singer's music life and personal career, you know, and life with, you know, June Carter and shit. So, you know, 8 Mile's good, Walk the Line's good. There's so many good music movies out there. You know, you just, it's kind of hard to pin them out. But the one I always got to me was Walk the Line. I've always liked it. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, too. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I agree with you. That's a good one, too. Love Johnny Cash and everything he did in his career. So, definitely a couple good opinions there on the best movies about music. Definitely like to see a lot. There's a lot of them. I went through, scoped out a few of them on the internet. I'm like, man, there's a few of those I actually have not seen. And I'm a DJ. I can't believe it.
I used to need to watch that Bohemian Rhapsody. That's still the other one I need to see.
Yeah,
you know?
That's one that's on my bucket list, too.
Yeah.
So that's kind of new, though. You can't hate me on that one for that. But. All right, loyal listeners, we're going to move over to our second topic of the day. Our team, Rilla, member of the day.
Now you're messing with the OG. Now you're messing with the OG. You are the team, Rilla, member of the day.
Rilla, member of the day, yo.
Congratulations, you're the team, Rilla, member of the day. Sign up today to be the next team, Rilla, member of the day with DJ CO1.
This is DJ Nate the Gray for team, Rilla, member of the day. Yeah, buddy.
Sign up today at 4forrilla.com to be your next team, Rilla, member of the day.
All right, Rilla listeners, congratulations to Leonard Green, as he is a Team Rilla member of the day. Me and CO1 want to say thanks for listening to the Rilla Radio Show, as always. Sign up today to be the next Team Rilla member of the day at 4forrilla.com. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Modify Auto Incorporated, 618-251-8255 for all your window tinting, chrome stars, and car auto. Yeah, buddy.
Modify is what you need.
We are going to rewind it back. A great band from South Florida. We first featured Hell and Holler back on December 17, 2018 with their song Showdown. Tonight, rewind it back with some more Hell and Holler. When we return, we're going to do a live interview with Blake and much more. And here's Hell and Holler Showdown right here on tonight's Rilla Rewind.
Out of the shade, and the sky turned red. You know, there's something I've been thinking, and it needs to be said. We're all sitting here in our options, giving up all sense of care. Without any kind of action, the world burns as we sit and stare. There's no answers in your pocket, but there's a showdown in the street. Everyone just started to rumble, and the air got thick. You know, there's something I've been thinking, and it's making me sick. Our own comfort is our own demise, so stand idly by. This world will let us know when it's over. I think she's already tried. There's no answers in your pocket, but there's a showdown in the street. There's no running, we're gonna get you in your sleep.
What's up and coming, Blake?
Oh, man, we've got a lot going on. Thanks for having me back on, by the way.
Man, congratulations on the working on the new EP and everything. I'd like to hear a little bit about how everybody's doing and how the progression's going.
Everybody's doing good. We've added a member since I last spoke to you.
All right.
We've got a second guitar player in the band now who's handling, like, you know, a little more of the lead work as well. So it frees me up to focus a bit more on singing. And he's also an absolutely incredible guitarist. His name's Ian Pattison. And he's really, really talented. So we're really lucky to have him in the band.
Well, congratulations to Ian Pattison. And we definitely will enjoy hearing the new stuff, additional guitars, and giving you a little bit more on there to time to write some more vocals and progress that way, it sounds like, then.
Yeah, it just kind of opens things up a little more. But yeah, things have been great. Everybody's been good. We're actually working on a full-length LP right now, and we're going to plan on releasing a bunch of singles leading up to the release of the entirety of the thing. So I think right now we've got 4 songs finished that we're going to start working on, and then I think I have about like 9 or 10 ideas that we're working on, and the other guys have some ideas. So we're going to have a lot of stuff to really pull from and really put together a real nice LP here.
So give us an idea on a little sneak peek on what kind of theme we're going to be getting into.
You know, just as usual with us, there really isn't a theme. I mean, I know that I say that, but the last record kind of did have a theme. So honestly, I guess I don't know. It'll all kind of naturally happen and become.
We'll soon find out, right?
Yeah, I'll find out too.
Yeah, it's been since December. Lots been going on. So have you guys been? I guess you guys were playing a little bit this spring, and
we went out to South by Southwest and played that back in spring, and then we had a show in New Orleans after that. And then we actually just got back from our out-of-town portion of our summer tour, our Why the Hell Not summer tour. We actually went to Johnson City, Tennessee. We played at Summerfest up in Milwaukee, which was awesome. And then we went to Iowa after that.
Well, why the hell not, right?
Well, that was it. You know, we were like, let's go wherever we can go. And so, why the hell not?
So I got a real quick question on the – on the away tour, how did the Ian was the new guitarist. Did he just go in there, just Clyde right in there and start playing with you guys right off the bat?
Or yeah, so he actually had a little bit of time. He went to South by South with us or West with us and everything too. So he's been with us for a little bit now. He's just a solid guitar player. And before we went out on that tour, everybody, we all got real tight together there. for that tour. So
everybody pretty much knew the goals, and you guys were just rocking it, man.
Yeah, yeah, and it's really a great situation right now. We're all really close and on the same page. And if you want to see you can actually see that in our tour documentaries that we released on our YouTube channel just recently. There's a 2-part documentary up there about the whole thing.
Okay. Real listeners, you heard him. They got a documentary. You could get on there and they kind of give them day by day of their going out and stuff. I think I did see that. You guys loading the trailer and all that. I think that was good stuff, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It gets a little deep into the history of the band, too, on part two. So it's a pretty cool little thing for everybody to check out if they're interested in the band.
Absolutely. Hey, give a shout out to all your fans where they might catch you in the next few months or whatever. Here's your chance.
Yeah, so right now we've got 3 shows left for our summer tour. The next one is actually this Saturday at Poor House in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then the next one after that is in Jupiter, Florida at Guanabana's on August 7th. And then on August 30th, we will be at Matthew's Brewing Company in Lake Worth for the big finale show of our tour.
Awesome. You heard him, guys. Go check him out. Freaking rocking band. Helen Holler, appreciate you guys rocking out here on the Rilla Radio, man. We're going to continue to stream it, play it live here in the Midwest, right here in the St. Louis area, man. We're loving it.
Awesome. Well, yeah, hopefully we can get up there on our next time we get out on the road again. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and definitely shoot those tunes to us, and we'll put them in the rotation, guys.
I will, for sure.
All right, man. Thanks so much for rewinding it back with me and Nate tonight, and rocking out here on the Rilla Radio. We'll talk to you guys soon down the road. Maybe we'll get that new album out and rock it here on the Rilla Radio when you guys get it all rolling.
Definitely. I'll make sure you guys get it. Thanks for having us again.
Thanks so much, Blake. You guys are rocking. We're going to talk to you guys soon. Thanks for coming on air tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Huge thanks to Helen Holler tonight for coming back on air. It's the Rilla Rewind of the week. And like always, support independent music and keep it Rilla. We're going to take a quick break here. When we return, and announce our 4th topic of the day. I got a track right here by Mississippi Riot. Ride with us.
Ride with me. Welcome back from the break, everyone. You're listening to the Rella Radio Show, and we're here to talk about our fourth topic, the Rella Chump of the Day.
The Rella Chump of the Day. The Rella Chump of the Day.
Chump of the day. A South Korean man walked into a bank with supposedly a toy knife and politely asked for the cops to be called, hoping he would get sent to prison. Supposedly, the 40-year-old man staged a heist and told the police that he wanted to go to prison so that he could receive free medical treatment for a sore back. He's reportedly unemployed, financial distress, and suffers from chronic back pain. So you gotta be a big real chump to want to go to prison on purpose, but I guess, you know, really he really needed treatment, so desperate times call for desperate measures. And that, folks, is your real chump of the day.
Big Bubba will break his back in prison.
Yeah, no
$140 million of meth. Yeah, it's a Rilla bad day.
Yeah.
If you're going to be driving around with $140 million worth of meth, you definitely you want to fall under good practices of driving, right? And you definitely want to avoid getting pulled over by the cops, or even better yet, crashing into a couple of cop cars. Well, that's what happened this week. One man in Australia allegedly failed spectacularly at the ladder at his mission there, and authorities now crowning it what they're calling one of the easiest drug busts they have ever made. Police say Monday morning they heard a loud bang outside their station in the Eastwood, and they headed out to take a look, and they discovered two of their parked squad cars have been slammed into by a hit-and-run driver. Just picture this, man.
Yeah, with
$140 million with a pot in a car, and you just slammed into two cop cars. Yep, and now they're crowning that. You're calling that the easiest drug bust that they've ever made. Yeah, that guy made it awful easy, and he took off with a hit and run. And about an hour later, they pulled over what appeared to be the van that was shown on the surveillance video hitting their cars. And inside the van, they saw was about 600 pounds of methamphetamine hidden in sealed boxes with the street value of about $140 million, and this man certainly had a very, very bad, really bad day. So, yeah. In circumstances like that, you know, suspect was definitely going to be charged for drug trafficking, negligent driving, and not providing the proper info. So, he's in a lot of trouble. And that, folks, is your Rilla hilarious story of the day, and that sums up today's Rilla stories. We want to thank everyone for listening today. Tune in back next Monday, August 5th, 2019, for the next Rilla Radio Show. Until then, have a really great week, everybody!